Hey, welcome to episode 117 of Motherhood in Hollywood. My guest today is actress Elizabeth Shue. She is starring in the new movie Battle of the Sexes, and we're going to talk about that movie, as well as she's got some wonderful insights on what feminism means to her. So here we go.
Hello, Mama.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hi, friends. So excited you're here because we have an amazing guest this week, Elizabeth Shue. Yes, that Elizabeth Shue from Karate Kid, Adventures in Babysitting, Leaving Las Vegas, and now Battle of the Sexes opposite Steve Carell, and Emma Stone also stars in that movie. I am really excited for you to hear this interview because she's so honest and she's so open with thoughts about parenting in Hollywood and her career and how becoming a mom truly affected her career. She also talks about her feelings about feminism. Which I think some people may agree with, some people may not. So just some really good stuff here. And of course, we also talk about her real life portrayal of a real life person in Battle of the Sexes. I saw that movie, by the way, and I wrote about it on my website, motherhoodinhollywood.com. It's a good movie. You know, I didn't really know a whole lot about that particular moment in time in that story. I think I kind of was always aware of it, but I didn't really understand the significance of it until I watched the movie. And then I got to meet Billie Jean King and hear her speak as well. So some pretty, you know, profoundly wonderful things have been happening in my life lately. So I gotta say, it's very inspirational. You guys should go and check it out. And what was the other movie? Oh, we talked about Lego Ninjago, I think last week we talked about it. But anyway, how are you? How's your week been? Good things happening around here, around the Motherhood in Hollywood land. I interviewed, do you guys watch America's Got Talent? I interviewed the sweet girl. Her name is Darcy Lynn Farmer, and she's from Oklahoma. Hey, Oklahoma. I interviewed her last week. I'm going to be doing a special report for the NBC station where I work in Tulsa. And she's just adorable. And she's into ventriloquism, which is such a specific kind of talent and skill that you wouldn't think a 12-year-old would be into. But she loves it. And she's really passionate about it and really good at it. And it just won her $1 million and a residency in Las Vegas. So, hey, whatever works. Get those puppets out. I always think, like, what kind of skill should I be fostering in Channing? I look at her and I think she's so talented, but like I keep waiting for one specific kind of talent to emerge and then we can just go full force into that. Like, have you ever seen the YouTube videos of like the kid who's like 5 years old and he's drumming like a rock star, or, you know, video of kids who are four and they're dancing and they know like full ballet recital, you know, moves and stuff. That's not Channing yet. We're not quite there yet, but I keep waiting to see, oh, is it piano? Is it some kind of sport? Maybe I'm just sort of prematurely kind of looking for something, but I'm ready because I feel like that's what we got to milk so we can pay for college because at this rate, I don't know how we're going to pay for her college. Like, we got to win the lottery, or she's got to be smart or know some sports or something, because we're kind of hosed. So, little random side note for you guys there. But anyway, so yeah, that's what's been happening around here. And if you guys have not, I know I say this every week, but if you have not left a review yet for my podcast, please do that. It means the world to me. It lets me know you guys are listening and you're enjoying these amazing interviews that I'm bringing you. And I say they're amazing. Feel free to use the word amazing if you want. But I'm having such a good time. I cannot believe I'm on episode 117. I've done this 117, actually more than 117 times because I've done a few bonus episodes. But I'm loving it. This is the highlight and joy of my week when I get to sit down on my microphone and talk to you all as if you're right here with me. And the feedback that you give me, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, lets me know that you're enjoying it too. So thank you. Thank you for that. All right, everybody. Here is my interview with Elizabeth Shue, starring in Battle of the Sexes. It is open in theaters now. Go and check it out. Elizabeth, hello.
Hi.
I'm so thrilled to have you because I feel like we have so much to talk about and so little time. I wanted to talk to you about, let's start with your role in Battle of the Sexes, because you play such an interesting part of this moment in time and this piece of history. So tell me a little bit about Priscilla Whelan and how you came to be a part of this film.
Well, Priscilla is the wife of Bobby Riggs. She is a woman who inherited a lot of money. She lives in a very big house. She is the reason that Bobby Riggs was able to be a gambler in the first place and a hustler, because he was well supported. So that was very interesting, kind of ironic that here is a woman who really wore the pants in the family, and yet he was out there pretending he was a chauvinist pig, which kind of shows that he really wasn't that person. And I think Steve Carell does such a brilliant job at showing how human he actually was. Very insecure, needy, trying to get attention with his male chauvinist pig routine. So I love that part because it was just very complicated.
Now, this movie, obviously, it's a story about a very poignant moment in time for women's rights and for the feminist movement. Do you consider yourself to be a feminist?
Well, it's so funny because Billie Jean always talks about that word feminist. Funny thing is that she said that it was created a long time ago by a man. A man came up with the word. And so she always tries to, of course, she's a feminist, and of course I'm a feminist, but in some ways she likes to say, well, I'm a person who's just very supportive of women and women deserving equal respect with men, and that she wants respect for both sexes. And she's very smart that way, because I think when you deal with these very sensitive issues and you demonize the other half, it doesn't really work in your favor.
So do you think then that the word maybe doesn't fully describe
the movement?
Yeah,
but you know, it's so cute. My daughter, she's 11 years old, and she says, "Mom, I'm a feminist." maybe it's just the labeling that sometimes I think gets in the way. But of course, I have two daughters, and I think that women deserve equal respect, equal pay for equal work.
I love to hear you say that, because there are times too when I've been asked before, am I a feminist? Do I consider myself to be a feminist? And there's something about that word for me personally that I'm just kind of like, it has almost like a negative connotation sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. It's like me against you.
Yeah. Sure. It can be a little bit divisive. But I'm absolutely, like you said, I'm for women's rights and equal pay and all of that. But there's something about that word that I'm like, it's a label, like you said.
It's a label. And it was created by a man, which I think is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Although not surprising. I feel like there was some guy who was like, I'm just going to label all these ladies over here that are making me mad or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
I would like to know, you didn't have any scenes in the movie with Billie Jean King, right? If I remember correctly.
No, I did not.
So what's it been like with her, working with her in terms of like getting to know her on press junkets and, you know, and supporting the movie and that sort of thing?
Well, she really is extraordinary. There's really nobody like her. She's in her 70s, but she feels more like she's in her 20s. Spirit and her hope and her fight. She's also very generous. She's always looking out for other people. We kind of feel like she's like the mom of the whole set, the whole publicity tour. She's always, you know, if you're doing a Q&A and she feels like somebody on the, you know, at the end, somebody in a supporting role isn't getting enough attention, she'll instantly start talking about them. And she's more interested in other people really than herself, which is kind of extraordinary.
And rare in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. And also what's so great about her, she's really like she loves to be a coach, right? So mm-hmm. She likes to see everything as in terms of teams and coaches, and she sees us as her team bots. We're the Battle of the Sexes team, and we're out publicizing the movie as a team. And she gives great advice in sports and dealing with pressure. And she's helped me with my second serve, which is very important to me.
Oh, nice. Because you're a tennis player, right? Did I read that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love tennis. I just became addicted to the sport when I was 37, and I'm just transfixed. It's so challenging.
It's such a good workout too.
Yes. It works on your mind. It's the whole issue of standing up for yourself, I think, was an issue in my life, and walking onto a court and it all being on your shoulders, and the stuff that happens with your head because it's all on your shoulders. It's really, really challenging, and I love it. I love trying to fight through all the nerves and the doubt. It's like a battle every time.
Now I was at the press conference on Sunday, and you mentioned something. You said something about being a little bit shy or maybe a little bit nervous. Are you shy generally, or in life, or like in group situations like that? Or
I would say in group situations, I feel shy. And I think maybe that was growing up in a very male dominated house. Maybe just the always needing to stand up for myself became such a challenge that I just viscerally would rather sort of be quiet and kind of like sink into the background. But what's been interesting about being a mom of two girls is that when I get in those situations now, I feel like I need to force myself to hear my voice, stand up for what I want, and not be afraid to express myself in front of people, because I don't want my daughters to feel that.
Yeah.
I want them to feel powerful and able to say whatever's on their mind in any group and not feel one bit scared or shy or, oh, will they like me? Did I say the right thing?
Isn't that funny how we as parents find our inner strength? Somehow we find the strength in areas where we don't necessarily have the strength, because we want to be an example for our daughters. And
yeah,
sometimes I'm not always I can be really blunt and sort of run over people's feelings unintentionally, but I just have such a big personality. And mm-hmm. I see when my daughter does something like that, I have to make sure that I'm not doing that and like try to lead by better example and like start being a little more kind and thoughtful and slow down and not let my big personality get in the way, because I don't want her to be like that. I want her to be kind, you know? So I absolutely can understand that side of things.
Yeah. But also it's great that you are so outspoken, that you don't feel, you know, like you need to hem yourself in because you want to make sure you're doing the right thing. I think there's obviously a balance in everything, but I would almost want them to err on the side of being bold and saying what they think, even if they step on a few toes versus the other. Right.
I guess there is something to that.
Yeah.
I'm always curious whenever actors say that they are more shy or more reserved in that way, because you think, oh, but you're an actor, you put yourself out there, you know, and I think there's a big assumption, that all actors are very much like, look at me. Hey, you know, I'm the star of the show.
Mm. Well, yeah, it is odd. I think, but I've noticed that in a lot of actors that it's true. And maybe the calling to become an actor was a way to push myself, to force myself to express who I was in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was my job, so I had to do it. So I must have been drawn to it, because it does not feel natural to me sometimes. Sometimes, I mean, obviously the one nice thing about doing acting in films and even in television is that there is an intimacy to the group on a set. And so if I was always acting on stage in front of hundreds of people, I mean, I really just might have a heart attack.
That's a whole different beast right there. It's stage acting, yeah.
Yeah, and I've done a little bit of it here and there to know that I don't know whether my sensitivity can handle that kind of stress day in and day out. Once I'm up there, I'm okay. But what I go through to get calm enough to be there, sometimes I'm not sure if it's worth it.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And you had a lot of intimate scenes with intimate, I mean like just one-on-one scenes with Steve Carell. And I would love to hear what that process was like, you guys working together to find these people who were real people, and your portrayal of them. What was that like?
Well, one really nice thing that John and Val do as an exercise, the directors, Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris, they have both actors write to each other letters in character, and they answer each character answers a lot of questions, and then you send them to each other. And, you know, questions like what something about their personality that you wish you could change, or what you need more of in your relationship with them. And it's cool because you instantly have a way to bond. And then Steve and I also got to play tennis together once, which was so much fun. We played with Lorne, who is Bobby Riggs' actual coach.
Oh, wow.
So that was a good icebreaker. And but that scene was the second day we shot, and I'll never forget how nervous I was, because I knew that that scene had to be very emotional and had to be very honest. And I was just worried that what if I can't get to those feelings, and will I be able to trust him and myself to be able to experience that honesty together? And it just turns out that Steve is an incredible human being. He's so lovely and generous and easy to work with, and giving and honest, you know, just so it was kind of a dream to have it be him to do something like that.
Now, I have to tell you, that definitely comes across in the movie, first of all, that relationship definitely comes across, and the complicated feelings that were behind it. I certainly could pick up on that. But I wanted to tell you, when I was telling my friends that I was going to interview you, of course, everybody has their favorite Elizabeth Shue movie that they own, everything from Karate Kid to Adventures in Babysitting to Leaving Las Vegas. Like, there's just so many incredible movies that you've been a part of. And I was just wondering, do you ever get tired of talking about Adventures in Babysitting or Karate Kid or any of those movies?
No, not at all. Not at all. No, I mean, I'm happy that some of the films have stood the test of time, because I could name about 15 that you would never want to see.
Like what? What would we never want to see?
God. Oh my gosh. I did a terrible horror movie called Link.
Link.
That never saw the light of day, which is just really not very good.
Oh no.
There's a whole bunch. So I think as an actor, you're really grateful that there are a few that people remember, and that people really still love, and that a new generation gets to discover.
For me, Cocktail was one of my most memorable movies of yours, and of course Soap Dish as well. You just have had such an incredible career, and what's so wonderful is that you're showing no signs of slowing down. Like, you're still working. I would love to know, what is your secret for longevity in Hollywood? Like, it's hard enough for some people to even like break in, much less have such a storied career that you have.
Oh, well, that's very generous of you. I don't know. I feel like it's been so up and down, and so many moments where you wonder if you're going to keep going, or you wonder if you'll be able to still work. So definitely doesn't feel like it's been slow build to the top. It's a long haul, but I guess in the end, I am very happy that I've continued, because I do think that in the end, that's what's most important, that you keep working. And the other thing about being an actress I feel so grateful for is that, yes, I haven't always just had all the opportunities that I would like to have. However, I really did have a great family life. And it's one of the few professions that, if you're not too successful, it allows for you to have a lot of time to be with your family. I have three kids, and I love being a mom so much. I like watching them do everything. I want to be at their tennis practice. I want to watch them do gymnastics. I want to be at every soccer game. I want to help them with their homework. I want to hear about everything in their lives. Like, it's such a an amazing relationship to get the honor of being a mom. So I bet that helps me whenever I feel like, oh, I wish I had done more important movies, or if only I'd gotten that part or this part. I think, well, you got the mom part. You got the mom. You got to be a real human being for a lot of your life. So I'm very grateful for that.
I love to hear you say that, because that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about, is how has, first of all, was it a difficult decision to decide to be a mom? Because I know some women in Hollywood have experienced a negative side of Hollywood once they say that they're pregnant, like they don't work anymore or they have a harder time getting roles. And then some women say after they have kids that they don't necessarily have a desire to be in the, you know, day-to-day competitive, you know, race of Hollywood. What was your decision like when you decided to have kids? Was there any hesitation there? Were you worried about how it would affect your career?
Definitely not. I had no reservations whatsoever. I was really excited, and I was probably a little naive that it would be no big deal. It'd be really easy, and my career would just keep plugging along. It definitely, I think, did have an effect on my career for sure. But as I said, I think that the positives have far, far outweighed the negatives. But yeah, I would say that it must be so hard. Oh my gosh. And especially like when I think of, you know, younger actresses, like even, you know, Emma and Jennifer Lawrence and people who are just really experiencing their power as women and have wonderful careers with so much choice. I will be so interested to see how they navigate these questions, because there are great examples out there. I mean, Meryl Streep is one. Kate Blanchett is an amazing example of someone who has done incredible amount of great work and still has, she has four children.
Yeah,
and you know, she's a good mom. And, who else? Julianne Moore, I think, is a wonderful example of somebody who's had the great balance. So there are definitely people out there, but then I think there's probably some young actresses that ability to have that really settled family is probably going to be more difficult.
I think, you know, you should mention yourself in there too. Like you're talking about Meryl Streep and Kate Blanchett.
Well,
also,
I know, but their career, I just feel like, here I am comparing myself, but I feel like they've had just a consistency of doing great work. I don't feel like they've gone through the kind of ups and downs of, am I ever going to work again? I don't know. Maybe this is it. I don't know.
It's so interesting to hear you say that, because a lot of actors think, you know, they're out there vying for the next, you know, small TV part or something like that. And they get a big TV part, and then you wait another year between roles and you think, I'm never going to work again. And it's so interesting. At every level in this business, you have that constant feeling of, am I ever going to work again?
Yes. It's constant. I mean, I don't think it is for Meryl. I really think it's
probably not. Maybe not Meryl. She's probably not staying up at night.
So. Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, tell me then, after Battle of the Sexes, after people go and see this, what are you hoping they walk away with? Like, what is the general feeling that you're hoping people walk away with from this film?
Well, I really hope that obviously a lot of women go to see it. I really want moms to go see it and go with their daughters, and hopefully it starts a conversation between them about what challenges they face standing up for themselves, and maybe they follow the example of Billie Jean King a little bit more because they saw the movie and they become more brave and courageous in their life. And then I guess I really want young boys to see it too, because it's funny when I think of my oldest boy, he's 19, and I know I raised him well, and I know he has great respect for women. But I really wanted him to see this movie just to educate him about what struggles women have, so that he can be empathetic, and maybe one day there'll be a decision he has to make, you know, whether or not to give a woman, you know, equal respect or equal pay. And so I really hope it becomes a movie that everybody goes to see and sort of makes a statement in favor of respect.
I think that's a great point, because so often the onus of feminism is put on women and young girls, but we forget that we need to be teaching our boys and men how to respect women and what it truly means to be equal. And so I think that's a really great point.
Yeah. And Billie Jean is really the person who embodies that. You know, she was friends with Bobby Riggs until the day he died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's somebody who understands that when you're fighting for things, you need to create an area of cooperation and teamwork. You know, it comes back to her being such a great coach. You know, if you're divisive and it's you against them, people are going to defend themselves. They're not going to want to work together. So she's really taught me that in a big way, that how to get what you want is just as important as what you want to get.
And that is, I mean, that right there, I think, is such a good point as well to walk away with, you know, after people see this movie. And I am so thrilled that you took the time to speak with me today. You have legions of fans, lady. Like I said, everybody I told that I was interviewing was like, oh my God, I love Elizabeth Shue. Thank you. Seriously, I'm super honored to talk with you today. And I'm going to put all of the information up about Battle of the Sexes up on motherhoodinhollywood.com. Congratulations again on the film. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
All right, everybody. I'm going to put more information up about Battle of the Sexes on motherhoodinhollywood.com. I hope you have an amazing week. And remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye. Balls.